This is a podcast from Team Ease, Assessing Innovation, on Joomla Community Magazine.
This is Amy Steven, and I am from the Joomla Community Magazine, Team Ease, and we're continuing the study of templates and template frameworks and template empowerment. And I am happy to say that today we have Dinh Viet Hung with us, and he is the man behind the JoomlaArt template framework for Joomla.
Hello, Amy Steven, and first of all, I would like to thank you for inviting me to the interviews, and I would like to thank for the magazine that you guys have been putting up. It's really a very useful magazine for all of us. So back to your questions. The current version of T3 framework is number 2. It's a very big difference between the number 1 and number 2. It takes almost 8 months of redevelopment everything.
Okay. Well, I've looked at it, and it's amazing. I was telling you before we got started here that I've just been looking at all the functionality and the code, so I'm eager to let people hear about this. But before we get started, I wanted to let people know a little bit about you. You've been involved with the community for quite a while, and you're back in Mambo days. Is that right? And that's where you've Okay.
Yeah, that's correct. We started the Mambo team, if you haven't been know about it. And then when Mambo changed to Joomla, or forked to Joomla, and we changed the name from Mambo team to Joomla Art. And the idea comes from the combination of Joomla and Art. So we take the one of the AR and we make it Joomla. So that's why Joomla was born.
Oh, that's cool. I was wondering how you went from Mambo theme to Joomla art. Cool. Yeah. And so how did you get involved with templating early on then? What brought you into the field?
When I first come to Mambo and then the Joomla, the very, very first difficulty that I had is the templates, because it is also the first thing that people look for to when they start a web project. They find a very good CMS, and now they need a design, and then of course they have to come and look for a template. And I did do my share to show my problem, and then I thought about how I can help the others solving the same problem as mine. So that's why I think of making template and for Mambo and then Joomla. So that is the story.
That's cool. You know, when you think back, because I came into Joomla in November 2005, so I came after the fork. But when you think back to the templates at that time, things were pretty simple then, weren't they? I mean, you might have a few cascading style sheets and a little bit of graphics or image files. And then some JDoc statements. But today, how did we get to these template frameworks where things are so much more sophisticated, aren't they? What happened?
Yeah, seriously, I don't know. Even I can't imagine at all, because I do see that it's also in very interesting if people and Joomla developer template make everything more simple, but they started to get more thing on the template. In the past, if you look at any template or any very professional template, they only have one file, image.php and template.css file, and that's all they do on the world. But now people have a lot of file and a lot of engine and a lot of library in the template. But I have to say that it is it's the same story at Joomla. Joomla also get more complicated, more so sophisticated, and now template must be. So they have to make something more stable and something more a framework. So they can ease the elements of the template, make the making of template, I think. So
and that's what makes it more helpful. You know, a template framework.
You know, we have been making now, it's more than 100 templates. And, you know, each template takes almost a month to do the development. So we must think of something, making it easier and faster for us.
That's right.
And
to then take all of that work, because I've looked at this and it's amazing amount of work. You've got code in there to help with mobile devices and Ajax and mega menus and, you know, all this amazing stuff, and you've GPL'd it and people can take it free of charge. How can you do that? How can you afford to do that then? And this is what you use to make your templates. Is that right? Your professional templates?
We decided to make it free and to make it GPL because we think that we have been working very hard on this. And if someone or some other developer can take advantage of it, why don't we have them? And so I think it is a story of the same as Joomla. Joomla has provided a very, amazing way of making business and doing things with other people. And now we must do something back to the people and especially the communities. And we got to action, and what we've done must be shared with the others. So, we can work with other people to, we can improve it by the help that they, on the feedback that they can provide when they use a template framework to make their own template.
Very good. You've already had an opportunity to give back to the community people all over the world have seen your work in Joomla 1.5. Every download of 1.5 contains, the JA Purity template, which is something a lot of people really, really liked and use. That's pretty cool that you did that. So why is a framework needed then today for template development?
It have a lot in it. With a framework, you get support for multiple devices, especially the mobile device that people are using more and more nowadays, like iPhone, iPad, Android smartphone, and also the people who are using Write2Lab can easily make a template compared with the others, the other framework or the other old template. Besides, as you can see, the framework has also very advanced menu system. Even we have case optimization, easy editing, and that's bring to a high level of integration and customization. And I think if you look at the code and if we look at the base template we provide, we call it line template, it is 70% of the work for a template. So now all you have to do is make it beautiful by adding style sheet and some graphic, and you're done, right? So clearly, framework have in many ways they provide many features, which a template upon itself cannot achieve. So I think that's a template framework is very important in making any template, especially Joomla template, because I have to say that is also a lack of Joomla when I work with the others like Drupal and WordPress, because they normally provide a base or a core framework so people can start from there. But Joomla template is more or less not a framework. So. So that's why we have to use the framework.
And in some cases, I think the length of time that the Joomla has taken to release has meant, a lot of you are now innovating in the template area and with these sophisticated frameworks. So hopefully, we're seeing the template people starting to work together on 1.7, and hopefully we'll see some of these improvements kind of merge together and get into core then. inside a T3, you have a very simple point and click kind of interface in the administrator that allows people to select different layouts. Is that based on a third-party layout system or a grid-based system?
No, I have to say we don't base on any third-party layout system, but we support many of the existing layout systems that are available out there in the internet. Our T3 layout system is a 1 pixel base unit. I mean, user can have any kind of layout that they want. They can have a 12 column or 60 column grid or any column of any size that they want. So I have to say it is all in-house developments. However, before we start coding T3, we did study many HTML and CSS framework like Blueprint and 960 grid system, and we are sure that we can support any developer want to have this grid system if they don't have any problem
right.
at all.
Okay, and you provide kind of the what the grid does for people is allow them to get that layout, basic layout, and you provide those layouts for people. They just have to click, I want the left sidebar and main on the right, and boom, it's already gridded out for them with the header and footer. So you may not have the 960 or that behind it, but you've got something a little better even in that you've already kind of laid it out for people. So I think that's a good thing in the T3. What kinds of search engine optimization considerations have you made in this template? That's always such a tough area because it means so many different things, but how have you considered SEO in regard to T3?
Regarding the usability and SEO, yes, as you can see, we use a block in the base elements, and a block can hold one or many Joomla position. So regarding the usability and SEO, user can move any modem to any position and to any block they want. So they can put the important block, such as the main body or the main content, maybe in the middle of the code, but they can make it aware that they can be loaded at the first place. So in the when the search engine crawls the web page, they will find the important content first. So yeah, I think this is a very good improvement, and also nowadays the most popular one, because I think not only T3 but most of the other template framework, the other standard template. That's features.
Speaking of all the other frameworks out there, and I think there's a new one every day popping up.
In fact,
I saw a list of template providers recently, and some of the names were old, but it was a pretty conclusive list. There was like almost 100 different groups identified that do templates.
Yes.
I thought, I don't even know these people except for, you guys that have been around for a while. When you're looking at these different frameworks, and I'm sure you all, study each other's code, especially since, thankfully you guys are GPLing this work so we can learn from each other.
Yeah.
How do you see T3 fitting into this? Where do you see how do you compare these frameworks with one another?
Oh, that's interesting question.
It's a tough question. Yeah.
Because very tough, very hard question to answer this. Even myself.
We're a tough group, at the magazine.
I see that, like you said, every framework pop up every day. So anyway, there are a lot of good framework out there, I have to say. Like Jan Great from Joomla Bamboos, Genty from Rocket Team, and you know many other that it will take a day for all to talk about. But each of them, they have different and very interesting approach, I have to say. Because we do the framework and we have to learn from others as well, because we know that there are something that other people know better than us, or they did better, so why not learn from each other? So one of the interesting thing that I find from my study is that most of the other template framework, they focus more on it, on users. And I think it's very good. They make it very easy to you. Everything is just one click and you're done. Like even they have a color picker. I mean, you don't have to be a coder. You don't have to know any CFS at all. You have to, you can change the color, you can change the light, you can change the layout, you can change the logo, everything. And they are, most of them are user orientation. I mean, if you are a user, it's perfect. I think I have to say that you don't need any developer at all. But our template framework, I start with a different approach, I think. I start for developer. I mean, I always look at everything in different way, developer way. So I want to make sure that they have the most powerful, they have the more power, the most flexibility in coding the template. So we start with very solid code for developer, and then we put nine interface for user. So we make things for developer first, and then we adapt the view into user interface. So we make sure that the developer will allow the framework, and we try to make everything easier for user. So I think that the biggest difference between our framework and the other template club framework. But you know, people are making change every day.
I would agree with you on that, and I think that's why I've enjoyed just looking at the code that you've got and you know what all's there, and it sure feels like a toolkit to me as a developer. Like, oh, look what's here. Mm-hmm, yeah. Around this corner, you know, there's all kinds of fun things in there. I think even your mega menu, you can do template overrides on the output of those of that.
Yeah exactly.
Wow.
Everything. Yeah.
Nice. I mean, it's nice to have a mega menu, period, but to be able to do layout overrides on that is just way cool.
Thank you.
Speaking of developers, you have someone, there's already someone, Gavrik, right? That Gavrik.com?
Yeah.
It's at commercially offering templates and doing so using your T3 framework, and stunning work, too, I might add. Really nice work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's your relationship with him then, and how do you got, how do you interact with developers? And I'm guessing more will be adopting T3 as a framework, given all the power that's in there. So how do they engage with you and offer back fixes, or are you getting into that kind of arrangement with them?
I think yes, we already started, but that is not in the very priority at the moment, because you can know that the framework is just out of beta and it's got just get stable at this time. So, but people has been using the version 1, and I think that they will love the new version. And for how we work with them currently, we work with Glovik, Assembly Club. So they try to also get some working point to make sure that they can also help in the development of the framework for the other people as well. And if you haven't known about the Team Forest, where a lot of freelance user and freelance group, they has been using the T3 quite popular in that community. So because they make the template and they share it on Forest, and they found using the T3 save a lot of their time. So
cool.
That is also the second user group that use T3 quite a lot. And Of course, it also used in our tablet club, of course. And another good example of the tea tree is our home site. It is running tea tree and also on Joomla.
That's the next question. We just kind of went through that. What products are currently in production? So you've got a commercial Joomla template developer, and then I said people that are freelancers and selling templates on ThemeForest. Is that right? Okay, cool.
That's right.
And that, boy, they've got some nice templates out there. I was looking recently.
Yeah.
So that really helps them get to market quickly then and offer JavaScript and cool stuff that is expected on those templates today. How did you develop this then? Is there a team of people, or was this you, or how did you guys pull this together? Is this years of your work that you've just kind of organized into a nice, helpful, empowering framework, or how did it come to be? Tell us your secrets.
Okay. It's not a secret at all. If it is a secret, I'll tell you, and you don't tell any other, okay?
It'll just be between the two of us.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. okay, so as you may have known, we have a group of people about, in the Mumble Day, we have about five people who have been working closely with Mumble and closely with Joomla 1.0 and then 1.5. So most of them have almost 5 years experience with Joomla and Mumble. So, and also they have been making more than 100 Joomla template. And in fact, we also, as you can see, we recently offered Drupal, Magento's, and coming up is maybe we may go to WordPress, but no one knows. I want to say that we study all of them. So we are quite experienced with Joomla, and especially also Drupal, Magento, and WordPress. So the guys who they made a comparison between those CMS, and each one have a very good point of view with advantage regarding the template system. So we try to take the best out of them and put it into our framework. So for a very good example is that the base template, we decide to make a base template, which is we call a blank template, because that is lacking for Joomla.
Right.
So we take it, the idea from Drupal, we have the idea from WordPress. As you can see, Drupal and WordPress, they also have a lot of good framework out there. So we study all of them.
Cool.
Because all of them are GPL, and it's a very good chance. So we download and we try to see how this guy are making things easier for the end user. So I have to say that our team is quite good with Joomla and also have many experience with the other CMS. So we have separate people, group people, that we have PAP and GS developer who make the overall the system, and we have CSS and HTML code who make the CMS framework and HTML framework. If you look at the teacher, you will see that they're different. There are different parts. CSS, HTML are totally a different world, and PAP and GS are totally separate from CSS. So also we have we have a beta user from our forum. We have forum moderator, we have forum user who are actively using the product and providing feedback. And before we release to the public, we have an internal working group with our moderator from everywhere, from most of them are Joomla expert also. So they help to improve even the minor thing like a button or a function. So also I'm very happy that we have Nicholas. Recently he has helped with some of the security easy, and he's a very nice guy.
Yeah.
He's been
he's a
out,
very nice guy.
Two or three easy that we can improve.
Yeah. And very, very bright with security.
I mean, it's not only a product, so it's not only a product of me or some people here, but it's almost a product of many people involved, and I really who has been using and testing and making it stable as it is now.
It sounds so, like a community of help.
So is it the has been answered?
Yeah, it sounds like you have a whole community of people helping, which is kind of the benefit of GPLing it, is getting that involvement. Good. So we kind of talked about this a little bit too, that you see your template, and I definitely agree with you on this, that it's first and foremost kind of geared towards developers to empower them with a nice interface on it for users so that it's easy for them to configure as well. But your emphasis is first of all, on developers, which as a developer, I have to say, I think that's very good. Do you see, what are the obstacles that you would see for, a novice user, someone who's more of a beginner? Would this be a difficult environment for them to work in, or is it your interface is in the administrator very point and click, lots of instructions written out? Is this something that beginners can also use?
Yes, I think that for new novice user, only if they will read the template specific user guide at the Golang and the Golang wiki. I don't think they have any problem because we try our best to provide the on-screen app. I mean, as you when we making any advanced parameter, we provide a tooltip on-screen app so that they don't have to go anywhere to find about it. So because from a user point of view, they most of them are lazy, and even owner of the bird as well are very lazy reading documentation. So we provide very short and very informative quick help on the function that they are going to click. So they certainly don't know what they are going to click on and what will happen next. So we focus more on user experience with the necessary information on in the framework. And also, the second thing, we have a blank and base template, good pre-setting for so they just play with it. They just play it, and they just play around and making chain, and they see how it will work. And then they can make their own custom theme or their own style, their own layout. And also, as you can see, this we have a very detailed wiki.
Boy.
If they have any problem, they can just go to
everything
wiki.
That you can do.
So that's a blow to the section.
Everything that can be done in T3 is written down very clearly. This is some of the best documentation I've ever seen. It's amazing.
That's good. Right?
Really, really good.
And also we. Yeah, you know that we are also working on the video at the moment. So when you have more video, you will see everything is much more easy, much easier for everybody. So we are also working on video. All the section, all of the function will have video explaining in detail. So maybe it will be up in 1 or 2 weeks.
Wow. It's quite amazing. What users, in your opinion, should just not use template frameworks, but pick a different option? Because there's, one thing I'll say in looking at what people call template frameworks, there's a really wide range of things out there that people call frameworks. Some people have a template that just has a lot of options in it, and they call it a framework. Whereas, like what Rocket Theme has, what you've got here, those are much more application oriented, and yours even more so, I think, even than a Rocket Theme is. But there's such a range of it. Who would you? Because a lot of users are going to be looking at this, trying to sort things out. Who do you think should shy away from a framework in terms of users? And get a simpler option.
A lot of users. Yes, I think a lot of users And
the title, is that what you're saying? Yeah.
Yeah,
like it's a cool thing. Yeah. So now
yeah.
I'm
if they don't use Joomla. Yeah. So if you don't use Joomla, you don't use the framework and vice versa.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I think that seriously, it is the same as a Joomla story. Any web developer, any PHP developer can write his own code to manage his own content. But if he uses Joomla, it can save 90% of his time, or even more. You know that I now people there are more people now they can set up a site using Joomla in a day.
True.
Why they have to wait the time?
Okay.
Doing his own code instead of using Joomla, so T3 or any other framework do the same story. Although they does not have such a great impact or and benefits as Joomla, but they can also save at least I think 70% of the time in template development. So why don't they have to shy away? They just go on and try, because there is nothing hurt to try.
Yeah.
But and they'll see that they have nothing to lose, because when it is completed, when the design template is completed, everything works perfectly, everything is optimized. So normally people tend to say that if they use a framework, everything will become heavier, everything become more complicated, and they don't have a control over those framework. But I think the final result of production is the front end and the output in the browser, and they have everything that they need. So what is this, why they have to make their own simple template instead of using the framework? So that is my idea.
That's a very good answer.
Yeah.
When you consider what comes in a framework, let alone Joomla, which is the same kind of story, but when you got your mobile, you've got your JavaScript, you've got your HTML client output, you've got your CSS standards met, and you're able to make it in a nice design as far as the layout goes, and it does make a lot of sense to get that all, some expert has done it, just, and they've made it easy for you to use. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
This is another area here where I think T3 shines. Tell us about your update functionality. I think, I don't know how much time I spent looking at that. There you have a video that I watched. That shows the updates.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Okay, very interesting, and I can spend a day to talk about that.
I could listen a whole day about it.
Yes, the answer is yes, we have. Yeah. Yes, we have, and because it's something that I've done earlier, in not just for this framework, but for all of the extension and modules and template we have been building. If you can look at the website, we now have about more than 200 advn repository. I mean, mine a big and small extension. So we have to think about how people are going to use it with so many extensions and so many versions. And that's where, when the GA extension manager, which is a free extension, on also you can find on extension.joomla.org, and we take advantage of this extension, and the template also supports this extension, and the upgrade and the update feature is totally independent from the framework. But if you have that extension installed, you can easily update the T3 on the fly. I mean, it's very easy. Also, the very good thing that we provide a file comparison and different view. I mean the deep view during the update, user can see in detail which content, which file has been changed. I mean, they can see the every single line, every single chain in every file. So people can decide to upgrade or not. And if they make any code change or customization, they can transfer the change to the new file. So, okay, if the old file has been updated in the new version and that file also been modified by user, they can thus see the chain in three file and they can merge it easily.
Okay, I just want to
That is how the way.
Yeah, I want to repeat some of that because people need to hear this. What you do is not only do you have really easy upgrades, which is great. You know, just click a button and get these upgrades going. But you also provide this ability that's simple, you know, point and click, and it shows the user. I'm going to back up a minute because what is so difficult with templates is that people customize them. They change them. And so then when you update, you overwrite your changes, but your system allows them to compare what you mm-hmm. changed and what they have. And so they can put in the changes that you provided easily without losing theirs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
There's nobody else that does that right now that I know of.
Oh, really? I also didn't check the feature on the other framework.
Joomla doesn't even do that. You know, that would be nice for Joomla to do that. But, I mean, that's really, really nice. Yeah. And I had to look at that for a long time because that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. One of but I'm going to tell you about a nicer thing.
Nicer? Okay.
I mean, we support the different view and also, as you said, we show people what is chain and what the user has been changed. But we also try to separate from user customization yes. and from T3 core file. As you can see in T3, user customization and user created team, is independent. So any update from T3 normally does not touch user created team. Normally they don't touch the user customization. So you can make a template on your own, and when we upgrade, you just upgrade and your file, your chain and your customization are still in place. You don't override. And you don't have to care. Even you don't have to care if our new file will be conflict with your file. No. Your file, I mean the user file, will be in the level of override, it will be on the top. So it's quite easy. It's even more even easier for user. Because I know that if you make a change, it may take a day or even several days to move the customization. But now you don't have to move. You just leave it as it is. And everything you upgrade the core and own the user customization are still there.
And is that the local folder inside of the okay.
Yeah. Local
that's
folder.
That's right. Yeah.
It's a very popular way in Linux world. If you have been using Linux, you will see how the Linux people do that. So we imitate that feature. Honestly, we learn from that feature and we make it into the...
I see the word blocks in there too. I think that came from our neighbor's Drupal. Is that right?
Right. Block? Not really.
No?
Not really. Because No. Because block is... it's come from Magento, I have to say. Come from Magento. Oh. And I'm not sure if Magento come from Drupal or Drupal come from... It's open source. So I don't know.
Okay.
But that block concept comes from Magento, I think.
I just think of Drupal. I'm a big fan of Drupal anyway, too. So I just thought of Drupal when I saw the word blocks. But update process then that does the line comparisons, then that is more for the developers, is that right? To if they've taken your code base and adjusted it, they can sort those changes out and have a tool to do that. But for users, you've separated their code physically, so it's on this local area that never gets updated, so they don't have to worry. Okay.
Right.
Just to make sure I didn't confuse anyone. Exactly. But the way that you've thought through all of these updates, I think that's a big plus on T3.
Thank you.
So you've obviously given this a lot of thought. You've got a long history doing templates, and in particular doing templates for our community. I mean, you've helped define templating. You won the prize for the nicest template and had that included in 1.5. So you're clearly an expert, you know, in this area for the community. So where do you see, and you're also now branching out into WordPress and Drupal, which I think is good for those who are building websites, because I think people are finding you've got to mm-hmm. use other tools too. I mean, you've got to mm-hmm. be able to use other free software and use the right tool for the job. And I think you're helping with that by providing a framework that can then, you know, extend out into these other areas. So where do you see this all going? What do you think the future is going to be?
I think that the framework will be on our top of any Drupal that we make here at Joomla. And as you can see, Joomla have a Joomla name in its name. So Joomla will be always our focus on Drupal. And about the future of the framework, as you can see, Joomla is getting better and better through iteration, and we'll try to do our best to do the same. So I think that when we provide a fork framework for Drupal, for Magento, and maybe later on for WordPress, I have two interesting intentions about this. First of all, it will also help the other people because they are also open source and also GPL.
Good.
And also there are a lot of people are looking for Drupal template, but in fact, I honestly don't see any enterprise level in the Drupal template. So that's why we go into that market. But in the other side of the coin, when we do the framework for the other CMA, we'll learn a lot of wonderful things from them. And again, from what we learn, we can put back to Joomla. And that is the interesting thing. That is a two idea that when we decide to move to the framework to another CMA, because it helps because we are focused on Joomla, but when we learn from, we also support Drupal, and what we learn from Drupal, we could put back to Joomla to make it more, even more perfect. I think that is our intention.
Yeah.
So, as Joomla get better, we'll get better. And I can show you the demo of the Joomla 1.6 version in a few days, because also we know that Joomla is now beta 6 and it's getting LC in coming days, so we are ready for any upgrade. So,
okay, so you're gonna have
Joomla still in our copy.
So you're getting ready for 1.6.2. Is that what I understand? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you plan on having T3 ready for 1.6 or pretty close thereafter?
We are ready. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and I totally agree with your answers on learning from other free software communities and sharing that back. And I think you're the second or third template group to advance into Drupal. Mm-hmm. And I think there's going to be a few more that I know are looking that way. But I definitely agree that Joomla has the strength in the template market over Drupal.
I'm kind of
proud of you guys for doing that, for reaching out that way. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll end up then seeing some development coming this way too. And you know, we're all really part of the same free software community. So that's good as far as I'm concerned. So very good. Well, I do encourage people to get a copy of T3 and then to plan to sit there and play with stuff and be amazed for a long time, because there's a lot of fun stuff in there. And really, really good wiki resources. And already a number of videos are out there. Take a look at it and see what it is. And get your mobile device out and see how it works with this environment. Because I'm pretty impressed. Any last comments?
Thank you.
Any last comments you want to make to people?
Maybe I want to have a last word with the interview. The T3 will it be... in the next phase of development. So I think it will not be just a part of Joomla. And I want to see a proper community. So if any of you want to make any contribution or giving any help or even involve with us in given that we, I am very happy to talk with. So I want to make it a good product for Joomla and also for any web developer on around the world, because we'll put a very, very priority resource in making it better and better every day. So if you have any question, you just drop by Joomla and give it a message, and we'll try to be in touch as soon as we can. So thank you, Ami.
Thank you.
I would like to thank for the interview, and I'm happy that as much as we try some of the little help with the community, and I really happy to be in part of the magazine issue. So,
well, I'm impressed, and I encourage people to take a look at it. Even you've already got a huge fan base for it, because in our first magazine last month when we did three, I think half the comments from that first article were, "When are you going to do T3? So here it is, folks. T3 available for you, and all written up, and the interview is available too. And we really thank you for taking time and sharing with the community this information, but mainly all of this work, and for GPLing it and empowering developers and users all over the world. Way cool.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank everybody for helping out with T3.
All right. We'll talk to you later then. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You can find more podcasts and articles at magazine.joomla.org.